do with the special. You see, I didn't know that, during the day, sure, they could have done that. But David and Julie had cooked seen it between 10 and 10:30, because she called me at 10:30, that's when I called you. So I was glad it was Terry Dead, because you see, 15 times as many would see it on my television. I mean, that is on my television.
Yeah.
stand up, sorry, today, and I thought, what in the name of God? Shall I call it and tell him that I want to knock it down as testimony?
I think you could indicate that you're very disturbed by these stories. Don't say you put them out, but just say, this doesn't help us at all.
Yeah.
We must show unity and ferocity now.
Yeah. Secretary Larry, please. What in the name of Christ do you think he's up to?
Well, luckily it helps us a little bit to get it up in front of you. I think you're doing better than they are, but you know, because of my trip. So it doesn't look all that, but it isn't as bad as it would be.
The only thing I don't like, even from American public opinion, is in American public opinion, you lose both worlds that way.
Exactly.
It's like Johnson. Johnson would have the dot and bombing holes. I would not have bombing holes.
That's right.
Now listen, I just want to know, are they being stood down?
No.
I'm called Mora.
I've called Mora. They're flying tonight.
Listen, I called maximum number of soldiers.
I think, Mr. Best, we should give them a good whack tonight and tomorrow. While I'm in Moscow, they should just fly their normal number. I think it puts it too hard to them to fly their normal number.
Hello? Yes,
yeah,
well, try to reach them there, yeah.
Battle report, Mr. President, in military region 1, they are continuing this slow offensive action of the Arden, which is just as well, that way they don't get trapped. But as long as they're not retreating, and they're killing a lot of enemy. Now, they claim yesterday to have killed 1,200, cut it in half. Then there's a fire base near Huey. One of the three fire bases protecting Huey that was encircled for 2 weeks, and now they've got a ground cover in there. They've broken the encirclement. In military region 2, they're still laying B-52 strikes in there. At Anlach, the enemy has moved back and is moving south, and it's not now attacking Anlach. It hasn't attacked for 2 days. And the way the forces are going, it's now lucky we didn't push that 21st Division into Anlach, because it might have gotten encircled in the bigger
battle.
That's right, but by going further in, they're also spreading themselves thinner. And if they couldn't, with 3 divisions, take 1 town, it's not likely that with 1 or 2 divisions spread out more. Well, they're getting a tremendous relaxing. Most of the, by B-52s, most of the B-52 strikes are now in that area.
Also, we want to figure out how to deal with all the B-52 strikes. The Phantoms have got to be doing some good.
Exactly.
And the devil, you notice how Doc Moore gave away the fact that our planes were not adequate for close ground support, where he said that during the time that that there was a bad weather.
I was wondering, below 2,000.
And they were able to apply the support, but our planes were not capable of doing it.
2,000 feet?
I must have an absolute study of this. Well, Hunter, you've had it before, but I mean the study of the failure of American air power in this kind of war. It is goddammit, these planes are not set up for this. We need, let me tell you, you remember the time I tried to get you to send me some B-25s out there?
No.
They said they tried. I'll bet you money if they had B-25s out there now, it would be a hell of a shock.
Well, Mr. President,
you remember the B-25s in World War II.
But the A-1s...
They knocked a little bit of Jesus out of
the... The A-1s that the South Vietnamese are flying are prop-driven planes, and they can fly at less than 1,000 feet. Ours need 4,500 feet. Of course, it's a combination of airplanes and tactics. I talked to Rabin.
Yeah.
He said
Spanish can fly 1,000.
No, he said they plan to fly 200 feet against the sand. But they won't tell us how they're going to drop their bombs. They have to figure out a new way of dropping bombs.
Pretty well. But he must be listening. We're doing terrible up there. Well, they're brave, though. I see, what about our destroyers? 2 of them
Yeah.
Isn't that inevitable?
But what they're doing now is they're firing SAMs, they're making SAMs go ballistic, and they're firing SAMs at the destroyer.
Well, Well, that's all right, so they don't sink any.
I think they killed two people yesterday, well, severely wounded them.
Well, that's two people.
I'm not sure that isn't.
We've got to take some casualties, and I don't know. Now, with regard coming in on the as far as the strike in the north, no further intelligence on that.
Oh, yeah. I've seen pictures this morning, and it really, I mean, they are not. Some of these pictures taken yesterday show that the oil is still burning. And in Haiphong, it looks like about 60% destroyed. In Hanoi, about 80% destroyed. And in the truck parks now, they haven't analyzed the photos yet, except they have a tremendous number of craters. Well, they don't know whether the craters. They have to compare these pictures with where the trucks were. And
they pockmarked the goddamn place.
It was
anywhere the Senate Foreign Relations Committee voted out a bill to cut off all military aid by December.
If the prisoners are returned.
Huh?
If the prisoners are returned. It's the old man's feeling. It's a disgrace.
To cut off all military aid at this time to pass such a goddamn thing out of the committee, it is nonsense. It'll be on the Senate floor, and it'll work around. Senators are goddamn disgrace.
Of course, we'll have them. By the end of next week, we'll have them completely on the defense.
Well, we're going to try. Let me ask you something, and I think you will. Let me ask you something else. First, let me finish the war report. There's nothing else that I need to know about the war report.
No, there are no major actions.
It seems to me, incidentally, I don't know. I don't think the Soviet note was too goddamn strong about it.
The Soviet note is very mild.
And I thought our response was all right.
It wasn't exceptionally tough, but I didn't want to argue.
Well, I'd say it was regrettable.
But that we had to do.
But we also said that
ships who go in there.
And that nations that provide assistance to this nation must assume that they must take responsibility. That's all right. We didn't back down.
We didn't back down, and I think today again we ought to call the goddamn Indians in. They've again made a statement saying it was callous disregard. We again should tell them this is an unfriendly act.
Well, can I respectfully suggest that we do something with the Indians? Can we cut off any aid or anything?
No, but we can absolutely not begin any new aid discussions with them. Now, they wanted to send a cable to they wanted to send a cable for Keating to open a dialogue with the Indians on improving relations. I think we ought to hold that now.
All right. Just say there's no cable to go. All right. You just say that these to do it. I just don't believe in doing a thing. I don't want to have any friendly acts for the Indians at the present time. And Keating is not to attend any social functions given by Indians for the next 48 hours. For the balance of this week, no. Do you think that's a good idea?
Right.
You see what I mean? Right. That'll be the thing. He says he's just sick or something. Keating wants to do it right away.
Keating is a decent man.
But Rogers testified, well, they got him on. Soviet chip thing is on.
But I found
what about the goddamn, may I ask you that? I just got, I don't know what in the hell Colson's outfit is doing. They say they're supposed to be getting some things out. Have you talked to them or you keep
them? And if you read the even in the news summary, there's a lot of but there's a lot of counterfire
beginning to come up on our side.
And I was at a
let me say, if you read Colson and told him he needs to take on
absolutely
that Muskie stuff is unbelievable. He said this is horrible.
But I was at a dinner.
You see what he said? We'll get out in 60 days. I'll get everybody out in 60 days. Unless the South Vietnamese make efforts to get peace. What in the name of that? That's got to be attacked directly.
But that's his old plan. He's just a concern unless they make efforts to make peace. I was at the dinner last night that Henry Branton gave for Hamilton. First of all, because Hamilton says he thinks you're a great man, the courage you're showing. He's the head of the Sunday Times.
He came in one day, didn't he?
No, that was Charles. Hamilton is the chairman of the board of the...
Oh, yeah.
Or the... Hamilton runs...
Have I met
Hamilton?
Have I ever met him?
He says he met you once when you came for the lunch that Lord Thompson gave.
Oh, yes, of course, yes. 67. Another goal that I met, I was thinking of the observer, Vindman Astor.
Yes.
I used to know him very well.
Yes, he's a Greek little fellow, but a decent guy.
Very, very interested in Africa.
But then Ben Bradley was there at the Washington Post. He says, believe me. Well, no, he said the Democratic candidates are running around in total confusion because they don't dare quite attack you. He said the action in his judgment has been very mild. He thinks everybody believes, he thinks we have public opinion on our side. And you know, he's a vicious. Ben Bradley is violently against us. Again, the mood there, Elliot Richardson was there, and he and I beat some of these guys up, jointly.
You don't mind doing it, do you?
I'd love to do it. I think that's one of the things I can...
Good, it's great if you will. Elliot Hall?
Oh, yes, very
good. How did he do it? Did he just...
He just said, now, the way it looks to me is, tell me whether that's right, Henry. You know, he made a very good point. He said, Vietnamization is a success because why would they risk their own main force units? How can they now do anything else but negotiate if this offensive doesn't succeed? And he said this bombing of the North was a diplomatic act as far as he saw it. He didn't know anything.
Of course, I could get one thing, so that we interject. One thing I got out of Laird's testimony, and Laird's leader, he was constantly talking about Vietnamization. I see what you mean. He's probably got the line that everything would have worked without this at all.
Good.
Well, he's got to have that wrong. Let me ask you, what do you say to him on this? Because I'll back it up. I know
what I said. What I
mean, the point is, it would work Vietnamization. What the Christ are going to do next year?
What I said to these fellows was, what we did in Hanoi and Haiphong will not affect the immediate operations in the next 4 to 6 weeks. It will affect the next operation. And what we are trying to do is to shrink the time that's available to Hanoi to make decisions. Secondly, I said we're trying to affect the decisions of countries whose encouragement might keep Hanoi in the fight when Hanoi comes up against this hard place. And I tell you, I've been at Brandon's dinners or Georgetown dinners.
Yeah.
In Cambodia, in Laos, last June, when they were just tearing at me all evening. And yesterday, they're on the defensive. What Bradley said, if he said, you're in no trouble now at all. If there is still massive fighting in September, you may be in trouble. Well, there's going to be massive fighting in September. On any
other side,
there's no sequence of events that I can foresee which would produce massive fighting in September. They're shooting their what now?
I don't think Larry will take a soft line. It's obviously magnetic. At this hearing today, do you?
Come.
What do you think he's doing? He's putting this out. What the crisis is? Does he think he fooled anybody? You mean, is it? I imagine that he's having the line put out so that he can be covered both ways. Is that it?
Exactly. Oh, Abrams agreed that you can withdraw 19,000 by July 1st.
Does that bring us up to the 500,000?
50,000, which is what you want. We'll be at 69,000, and then you announce by July 1st. But he says after that it's going to be tough to withdraw anymore.
Would it not be worthwhile to make that number? I thought that was, we had 549,000. How many did we have when we went in?
But when we went in, we had 525 in there.
We can't get down that far.
But
the ceiling?
The ceiling was 549,500.
Right.
That's what you ought to use, because there were enough in the pipeline so that the number was still rising after you came in. The new hit order there, and it reached as high as 545,000. But the ceiling was 549,500.
See, I want people to be able to say, as I told you, we've withdrawn half. You know what I mean? That we don't worry, need to worry about ceilings and withdrawals and so forth.
You can say we've lowered the ceiling by 500,000.
Yeah. Which
upside on this trip. I'm not optimistic, but hell, you'll destroy them.
Let's talk just a bit about the... Before your conversation tomorrow, which we will have, the more I think about it, it's definitely that, Skelly's getting so concerned about the Chinese ping pong team and others worrying about whether Moscow's going to be mad and so forth. If they do, we better learn it now. I mean, if they're going to use this as a provocation. But the other thing I think we have to know is this, that if you must have, as I told you, any doubts about the Haiphong strike, because we would have been in too weak a position with your going to Moscow if we did not have the strike.
No question.
Did you remember?
That's what we're still trying to do.
I don't know why we ordered the goddamn thing. We had it in mind, but you remember, we wanted to give them a pop in order to convince the Marine
that you were out of control.
And you had told us that last week. Is that not true?
Right.
Now, if you had just continued the Laird Abrams thing of pounding in the south, whenever the weather was good, you realize that that wouldn't scare them at all.
On the contrary, it gives them an incentive to stay in because it makes Hanoi more dependent on them, which is what they want.
Yeah.
They don't notice whatsoever because if Hanoi wins, they will get the credit. And if Hanoi, that's right, and if Hanoi loses, it will become more dependent on them.
Having said that, Henry, I've been trying to take a longer view, too. It seems to me that your position in going to Moscow is very strong. I mean, it's strong because of Haiphong. But it scares you. It scares them that we might do something
wrong. And because I told them we'd do something by May 1st. Now, if they didn't, so we've got, if I come back without anything, we've got to do something violent next week.
Say it again?
Violently.
Did the same thing.
For several days.
Right. Now, having said that, no, you bound by something, but I'm trying to keep a broader perspective. There is the chance that we cannot get that. First, that even if we enlist them, that they will not be able to do enough to get Hanoi to negotiate seriously before November. Let's stay and play that game, huh? All right. Then, the real question is, what do we do about the summit? Is there something in it for us still? The answer would have to be yes. We would have to go back to our line that the war has to be settled in Hanoi, not in Moscow or Peking. In other words, putting all the pressure we can on Moscow and Peking, but knowing that we have very little. But then, we could go back to Moscow in a reasonably strong position due to the fact that we would, in the meantime, have been goddamn tough on Hanoi and would have beaten their offensive. See, that's the way the game plan would have to come out. We will have to beat their offensive before we go to Moscow. Let me put it this way. Either out of your trip, Moscow begins to help us on the war, or we will have had to give Hanoi a hell of a shock in terms of beating their offensive so that I don't go there hat in hand, because if we go there, but assuming that game plan, which is possible, assuming this, the offensive has been petering out, assuming that we have continued and cracking pretty good. I mean, you see, you've got the idea that, well, Moscow, as a result of what we've done, will be triggered into trying to get something under the conference table. I hope so.
say that I won't get anything. Then, are we just going to sit aside?
Oh, no.
Or are we just going to bomb or blockade or something like that? Then to submit the leaders. Now, I believe, Mr. President, after what we've cranked up, if we simply back off...
We won't. I see.
That is a big question. They give us, as you remember yesterday, I told you we should not lightly knock off the Russian sentiment. But...
We could.
No, I don't think we should do it.
The only thing is, I'm thinking the Russian summit may have something in it for us, provided we have given Hanoi a hell of a good bang. That's what I mean.
Yeah, but we haven't given Hanoi a good bang yet.
Not sure. We've given him enough of a bang for your trip, not for mine.
That's
why I know that's the magnitude.
And for my trip, we are in good shape.
Well, you have two choices then. We either have the choice of what we call the three-day strike kind of operation, which could be a hell of a thing, you know, let everything that flies knock the bejesus out of things up there. Or we have the choice of a blockade. Now, if you have a blockade, you've got to look down the road to see what the Russians have. What do they have to do? What do they say? Of course, these are the things you'll have down in your paper, if you don't.
But what I have to do, Mr. President, in Moscow, though, is to give them the impression that you may well have a blockade.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to think, though.
You'll never get as much.
I thoroughly intend to do either the blockade or the strike. You know, we were between the two yesterday. You were raising the point that the blockade would take too long, and we'd be in confrontation and all that sort of stuff. Well,
see,
I'm
the
not
trouble,
sure.
But so would they. See, the trouble is, right now we have a plausible force out there.
Okay.
If we don't do something with it for 2 months,
right,
we'll have to start pulling them out again. And,
well, let me tell you what my feeling is, the reason I've gone through this exercise with you. You see what we really confront. If you don't get something out of Moscow, probably our only choice is blockade.
I'm afraid there might be a lot in them.
But it's it. So maybe it'll go on for 6 months. I think the American people would rather have a blockade going on for 6 months. But with the blockade, with the things give us our prisoners, well, we'd have to set it up in a pretty tough way. I mean, a clever way. But we have to see. Wait a minute. They're not having a game out here, you know, today. What is that all about then?
I'm not violently opposed to a game.
Oh, the hell of a game. I don't want to bother with it. I've seen the game. I'll have my picture taken with it.
Right. And say something about the great Chinese and American people to them. They're very sentimental. It will also kick the Russian.
Rogers went out to that. He said that's the game. He said it was a gaggle of protesters. Everybody pro Taiwan. Maoists, anti-war, all that shit. The hell's the difference? This protest is so sickening to me that I'm...
But this is nothing. I saw some television pictures of us at the university with some protest against the bombing. They couldn't have had 500 people there and they were lying around on the grass. There wasn't any scene behind it.
You see, on the blockade, Henry, we've got the force out there to do it. Because, you know, I can't get over this letter.
See, they are the area for confrontation, Mr. President. They ordered all the ships that are coming into Haiphong to slow up.
I heard that more. I wonder if that's true.
No, I saw the intercept. I saw the order they sent to their diversion ships. Not to proceed very far.
They must be afraid of the blockade.
Yes.
Or am I mean? Do you agree with the, well, this is a technical matter, more, he seemed to favor my
mining avoids the problem of deadly confrontation with the Russians that takes me out of shipping up with a lot of other countries.
Well, my name was bomb bombing. Blockade. Blockade sounds better diplomatically. You know what I mean? It sounds stronger.
The advantage of if you blockade, there ought to be, you know, a week of heavy raids to run down their supplies. And to reduce them 5 days, 3 days of heavy raids. Got a few more days of raids like we had yesterday, and they'd be in, they really hurt.
Yeah.
ties have also been greatly encouraged by our current operations against the North. They until now have been convinced that the President had in fact worked out a deal in Peking at the expense of Southeast Asia, and they are now completely reassured. The battlefield situation still looks promising, although it appears the enemy may commit the 25th Division as in the Saigon area. He will thus have gone totally for broke. Abrams is convinced that the enemy is now well short of his objective in the field, but still has plenty of clout. All this suggests that he will enter the talks on Monday if they occur with far less leverage than he had anticipated or planned on. Efforts to slip the meeting to May also suggest that he still holds hope for additional successes, and we should therefore expect more surprises. But his reports are quite positive. I have a lot of meetings with him.